This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A top official in Pakistan disclosed Tuesday that recent cross-border skirmishes with India have killed dozens of people and injured hundreds of others on the Pakistani side of the disputed Kashmir region. The revelation came a day after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to leaders of both nuclear-armed rival nations and urged them to reduce tensions, although he described the situation as tough. While the country he ruled for 30 years plans its future, former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is fending off charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. 4 months after he was ousted by the military, Bashir began a series of courtroom proceedings. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. New protests have broken out in Sudan's capital, but this time outside of the Sudanese Professionals Association, a labor union which played a central role in negotiating the new power-sharing deal between the military and the opposition. In Khartoum, VOA's Isha Sarai has more.
The Sudanese Professionals Association, or SPA, was one of the leading voices in the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition, the opposition group that negotiated terms for a transitional government with military leaders who seized power in April. But after the formal signing of the agreement last weekend, small protests from opposition supporters have continued outside SPA headquarters. One of the protesters, Nahid Bustami, says she doesn't feel the SPA has been transparent about its negotiations for the political agreement. Bustami says that when the revolution began, the SPA was very clear in their communications with supporters about what was happening. But she says that since the negotiations started, she doesn't think the SPA is clearly communicating what is going on. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.